This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News at 11. I am Yede Allison. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari have called for the strengthening of fraternal bonds between the two countries. Speaking during a media stakeout following bilateral discussions in Abuja Tuesday, the two leaders called for a more concerted effort in the areas of trade, investment, security, and international affairs. According to a dispatch from the Liberian embassy in Abuja, President Sirleaf called for the actualization of the joint commission between the two countries as an effective platform for tangible cooperation in socio-economic development to benefit the peoples of both nations. The Liberian leader also offered sympathy to Nigeria for the horrible tragedy terrorism has brought upon the people of regional and international campaign to defeat terrorism. Also speaking, President Buhari commended President Sirleaf for her wise counsel on various issues of international concern. He decried terrorism as an evil which must be eradicated through stronger regional and international cooperation. The governments of Liberia and the United States Tuesday signed a new five-year, $59.1 million fixed amount reimbursement agreement to strengthen primary health care delivery in Liberia, especially in the areas of maternal, neonatal, and child health. The new FARA, which runs from 2016 to 2020, follows the previous four-year agreement that supported the successful implementation of Liberia's National Health and Social Welfare Policy and Plan from 2011 to 2015. Under the agreement, the USAID will reimburse the government of Liberia for the cost of implementing an agreed set of activities delivery to Liberia's National Health and Social Welfare Policy and Plan. With the signing of the latest agreement, USAID is expected to reimburse the Ministry of Health for producing quarter deliverables related to provision of primary health care services to the people in three core areas. The areas include strengthening public financial management, improving performance management at central and subnational levels, and increasing the use of facility and community-based service. The Regional Center on Small Arms has turned over more than $43,000 worth of border management equipment to the National Commission on Small Arms. The Regional Center on Small Arms is also training the Liberian security on customized electronic arms, record-keeping software on small arms and light weapons. The Director of Planning and Coordination at the Regional Center on Small Arms, Kamali Theophilus, said the set of equipment is to control the proliferation of arms at border points. The equipment include three walk-through metal detectors, 30 handheld metal scanners, computers, and a server rack, among others. Mr. Theophilus said the training in customized electronic arms record-keeping software will allow effective arms record management that will lead to better control of firearms. Receiving the equipment, the chairman of the National Commission on Small Arms, James Fromoyan, commended the donors and recommended the setting up of the three walk-through metal detectors at key checkpoints at the Liberia-Cote d'Ivoire border. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Police said an Indian media tycoon has been formally charged with the murder of his stepdaughter. Peter Mugeje, the former CEO of Rupert Murdoch's Star India Network, was arrested in November. He told Indian media that he stood by his earlier statement that he had nothing to do with her death. The murder of Sheena Bora, first thought to be Mr. Mukherjee's sister-in-law, but later found to be his stepdaughter, has gripped India. Police had earlier named Indrani Mugeje, Ms. Bora's mother, as the main suspect in the case. They have also arrested her first husband as a co-conspirator in the murder, as well as her former driver, who is listed as an accomplice. And finally, reports say China appears to have deployed surface-to-air missiles on a disputed island in the South China Sea. Satellite images taken on 14 February and published by Fox News appear to show two batteries of 8 missile launchers and a radar system on Wude or Yongzing Island in the Paracels. Taiwan, which also claims the island, confirmed the deployment. But China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said the reports had been invented by the Western media. Speaking at a news conference in Beijing alongside his Australian counterpart Julie Bishop, Mr. Wang said the media should focus instead on lighthouses built in the South China Sea, which have been very useful in assuring the safety of passing ships. The presence of missiles would significantly increase tensions in the acrimonious South China Sea dispute. That's the Only Radio News at 11. A production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter.com/unmilnews. I am Ida Allison. Good morning.